This is Just Talk with Sam podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
If you're on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all are listening, we never write this out.
What's up? It's your man Sam, host of the Just Talk with Sam podcast. Just Talk with Sam podcast. Man, we got a good one for you guys today. We got Naeem Lynn is in the building. Well, technically, I'm in the building because I'm in the green room right now. This is some cool shit right here. And we got a brief cameo from Jonathan Martin, man. His feature performer, very funny people, man. We here. We in Southfield, Michigan, and it is, dude, you gotta see it, man. Come to the Comedy Zone in Southfield, Michigan. Relatively new club. It's where the Star Gratiot, the Star Theater, the movies, Tale 12, Telegraph and 12 Mile, the Star right out there. But the comedy will be happening August 23rd and 24th, 8 o'clock and 10:15 shows. Get your tickets. But before that, before we get into the podcast, we get a chance to chop it up with Naeem and Jonathan, dude, we got to pay some bills, man. First off, I want to say thank you to all the people who went to samshownation.com, or, you know, where you go get your all things related to the podcast, samshownation.com. You guys hit the donate button. It's on the homepage and the current promotions page. You guys are helping us out tremendously. You guys get a chance to help us out. You probably bought some new mics, bought new equipment, got a chance to help us out, knock down server costs. And we are ridiculously grateful for everything y'all done. Those who haven't got a chance to donate, you still can. Go to samshownation.com, click the donate button, and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. All of the proceeds go to help the podcast. Keep it free. Keep a free, funny podcast where we can give you guys better guests. We can give you guys go on location, do bigger, better things. We're not out there buying Bentleys. We're not doing... Well, y'all didn't really give enough for us to consider buying a Bentley. But that's not what I'm getting at. Every dollar you put into this podcast, we put right back into giving you guys a quality show. And you guys can also, since you have SamShowNation.com, you guys can show your love by going to SamShowNation.com, hitting the store link, and rocking your shirts. You guys have been buying shirts, stickers, archive episodes of iTunes, archive episodes of the podcast, and even getting the iTunes app. Granted, the iTunes app is free, but you guys, my Apple people, you guys have been showing your love by subscribing, rating, reviewing the podcast on iTunes. You guys say funny stuff and give us 5 stars. We can't get mad at that. We appreciate you guys, and we appreciate you guys for showing your love to the podcast, and we're going to try to give you guys a better show every time we can. So, go to SamShowNation.com, donate, or just go to the store to show your love. One thing we got to do, we got to get through these promotions. First off, it's the good folks at PetSmart. PetSmart is doing it. What is fall? It's the fall saving sales. They get a chance to save up to 20% on thousands of items. And believe it or not, by going to SamShowNation.com under current promotions, clicking a PetSmart link, you save even more because you get free shipping from now through September 1st, 2013 by just clicking a link and putting the code SHIP60. Anything over $60, the Sam Show Nation got you on shipping. What? SamShowNation.com got you on shipping. But the only way you can get those deals to help out your dog, cat, fish, bird, lizard. I don't know what type of pets you got, but the best way you can help your pets out is going to SamShowNation.com. Click the PetSmart link, save it up to 20%, and on top of that, getting free shipping by typing in SHIP60. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the PetSmart link. Second sponsor of the podcast is the good folks at Finish Line. Finish Line via SamShowNation.com is offering free shipping on thousands of different styles. Look, who am I kidding? School is right around the corner, and all of us want to be first day fresh. The best way you could do that is going to finishline.com, getting your shoe game on, getting your shoes. Me personally, I'd probably be rocking the Jordans. Men, women, kids, you could get your school apparel. You can get just apparel, your jackets, your Livestrong, your pants, your socks, the sock game. Even my college folks, you guys can get some collegiate schools. In this podcast, we talk about Temple a lot. I am an Eastern Michigan graduate. I think we even mentioned about Emerson College. All of them are represented on finishline.com. And the best way you could be first day fresh is go to finishline.com. Go to samshownation.com, click the Finish Line link. And also, we offer free shipping on thousands of styles too. But you got to go through samshownation.com, click the Finish Line link to get that deal. So you can rep your school. You can be first day fresh by going to finishline.com via samshownation.com. And lastly, the granddaddy of them all. If you can't find it at PetSmart, you can't find it on Finish Line, I know where you're going to find it. You're going to find it on Amazon.com. Look, let me break character for a second. Let me tell you something about Amazon. Look, the internet was made for very, very few things. I know it seems it's making the world a little bit smaller, but the internet is made for roughly listening to this podcast, Googling directions to the Comedy Zone in Southfield, Michigan, where my man named Lynn is playing this weekend, August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Googling directions. The internet was made for porn. Who are we kidding? It is what it is. And lastly, shopping. And if you're shopping on the internet, it's a very good chance you're going to go to Amazon.com. Amazon.com. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, and shop as you normally would. I ain't going to lie to you. You get a cut. It ain't going to cost you no more money. Hell, it may even save you some money. Go to Amazon.com and pick up whatever you want to pick up. May I be so humble to suggest a few items for you when you go to Amazon.com. If I could talk today. If I can suggest a few items you get from Amazon.com by going through SamShowNation.com link, you know, you can pick up a few things. Some of the things I may suggest is, I don't know, may sound a little bit biased here, and then maybe you guys may notice a thing, but you can get the Comedy Central stand-up half hour of Naeem Lynn. Or you could get season one of Master Debaters with, who? You guessed it, Naeem Lynn. You can get a ton of things related to Naeem Lynn on Amazon.com. The only thing we ask you to do, go to SamShowNation.com first, click the Amazon link, and shop up. Check this guy out. Like I said, if you don't know Naeem Lynn, you need to crawl yourself from whatever rock, whatever thing, you know, wherever you haven't seen him from. It's a very, very, very funny dude, and you're cheating yourself by not knowing who he is. But I always give. I'm a giver. I like giving to my audience. So I'll give y'all a little taste Naeem Lynn comedy. And then right after that, we'll have a little sit down with his boy, John. And then we're going to talk to my man himself, Naeem Lynn. But first, here's a little taste of his comedy. And after that, we're just going to jump right into the podcast. But if you want to see him live and in person, I don't think I can say this enough. Go to the Comedy Zone Detroit. You can visit him on the website, ComedyZoneDetroit.com. But here we go. A little taste of Naeem Lynn. This is what y'all in for this weekend.
It's so hard for me to find what I want to hear, so I decided I'm going to take me a little trip. So I'm going to go somewhere else for a few different reasons. You know, I said I wanted to go somewhere because I need some new material. I need some stuff to talk about because I was getting like real nasty at one time. My mother was like, why you got to be so nasty? You know, because I was talking about tossing salad and everything. Like it was, you know, and I had to explain to my mom that as a comedian, you can only talk about what you're doing. And at that time, I happened to be tossing a lot of salad. You know, city to city, I was finding some salad to toss. That's eating, man, in case you didn't know what I'm talking about. So let me step away from the ass and let me take a trip, right? So I decided to go to Africa. Now, Africa is a great place. One of the reasons why I decided to go there is because a lot of great comedians went to Africa. Richard Pryor went to Africa. He came back. He talked about it. Jamie Foxx went to Africa, came back, talked about life-changing experience. Dave Chappelle went to Africa. I don't know what the hell he was doing out there. But I said, I'm going to go to Africa. Now, before I went to Africa, people kept telling me to be careful. Make sure you wear condoms because they got AIDS out there and all that stuff. I'm like, look, man, have you been to Baltimore? It's AIDS everywhere. What are you talking about? You got to wear a condom everywhere. So when I first got there, I was afraid to have sex at first, but not because of the disease. I was afraid because, you know, the stereotype is that black men are well endowed. Now, I am a watered down black man, as you can see. There has been some mixing. Now, I'm figuring this must be the birthplace of the big dick. I'm going to Africa. I got over there. I was in the bathroom. This dude looked over. He's like, oh, you are not from here. It's so hard for me to find what I wanted here, so I decided I'm going to take me a little trip. So I'm going to go somewhere else for a few different reasons. You know, I said I wanted to go somewhere because I need some new material. I need some stuff to talk about because I was getting, like, real nasty at one time. My mother was like, why you got to be so nasty? You know, because I was talking about tossing salad and everything. Like, it was, you know, and I had to explain to my mom that as a comedian, you can only talk about what you're doing. And at that time, I happened to be tossing a lot of salad. You know, city to city, I was finding some salad to toss. That's eating, man, in case you didn't know what I'm talking about. So let me step away from the ass and let me take a trip, right? So I decided to go to Africa. Now, Africa is a great place. One of the reasons why I decided to go there is because a lot of great comedians went to Africa. Richard Pryor went to Africa. He came back. He talked about it. Jamie Foxx went to Africa, came back, talked about life-changing experience. Dave Chappelle went to Africa. I don't know what the hell he was doing out there. I said, I'm going to go to Africa. Now, before I went to Africa, people kept telling me to be careful. Make sure you wear condoms because they got AIDS out there and all that stuff. I'm like, look, man, have you been to Baltimore? It's AIDS everywhere. What are you talking about? You got to wear a condom everywhere. So when I first got there, I was afraid to have sex at first, but not because of the disease. I was afraid because, you know, the stereotype is that black men are well endowed. Now, I am a watered-down black man, as you can see. There has been some mixing. Now, I'm figuring this must be the birthplace of the big dick. I'm going to Africa. I got over there. I was in the bathroom. This dude looked over. He's like, oh, you are not from here.
Tell your name, who you are. Who is you, man? What's your name?
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Jonathan Martin, man.
Hey, before we even jump into it, before we chop it up, throw your name, your social media, all that other good stuff. Right, probably get a few media. More people. Your Twitter, your Facebook, whatever.
Just making sure it wasn't the Social Security.
Oh, well, you could throw that out there, too.
We
in Detroit, bold,
bro.
You bold like that.
No, we in Detroit, bro.
No, the city bankrupt. We ain't.
Yeah, it's your boy Jonathan Martin, man. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Jonathan Martin, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. The Twitter is Jonathan Martin 7. And my Instagram, Jonathan
yeah, dude,
Martin
shit,
7 also.
Whatever you got.
Instagram, yeah, that's pretty much it, man.
Okay, well, just like much like the show we're about to see in a few minutes, yeah, open it up for your boy. Go on, tell us about yourself.
Yeah, that's my man, 50 Grand, man. We out here at the Comedy Zone. Me and my man, Naeem Lynn, man. We about to take over the whole Detroit area.
It's right not really that hard right now.
Nah.
Well, to some parts, it's not really that hard. It's just not to take over. You can have it for the weekend, whatever. I mean, we bankrupt. Then you just hear me? Shit, you can have it for about $40. What you got on you? Yeah, you can take care of this part.
Listen,
of $40.
I just want to get paid. That's all. I'm not accepting no checks from Detroit.
I wouldn't either. Shit, why do you think I'm here? You met Ramon. Shit, I wouldn't do that either.
I want cash.
Okay, all right, but go on, like, give us a little background about your comedy.
Yeah, so
from?
Pretty much, man, I'm from Jersey, man, born and raised.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hillside, New Jersey, suburb of Newark. Me and Naeem, actually, we've been friends since we were 5.
That's what's up, man.
So, you know, we came up childhood friends, ended up doing comedy together. Now we tour together, so.
That's what's up, man. That's important to keep your friends by you. Yeah, I mean, especially funny ones. That's probably something you may want to have if you're touring it or whatever. We had a lot of comedians on the show before, and they pretty much say the same things. When they tour, it's not necessarily if you're funny or if you're whatever. Is it, do I like you?
Right.
I mean, that's precedent before anything else. Do I even like this motherfucker before I even bring them on tour with me? Because y'all in close quarters with each other all the goddamn time.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, we on the road, we spend a lot of time, you know, hanging out, talking shit, you know. Can I curse? I'm sorry.
Yeah, this shit, I just said motherfucker three times.
Okay. Have to make sure, you know.
Yeah, you can swear.
Body. All right, cool.
But yeah, y'all in close quarters, y'all talk, y'all chop it up. And that's kind of what it is. I mean, being in this barely, more y'all than me, barely me, being in a business in which you can sit down and make pretend or talk funny or whatever you do, got to be just a trip on in itself, you know?
Hey, man, it's what we do.
And like, we have
just like you doing what you do. Sam is in the building.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man.
Y'all got to see Sam with his scruffy chin strap.
Yeah, I am like between haircuts right now.
Okay, that's what it is.
No,
right.
Let's get into it. Fuck it. I'll just tell you what it is.
I thought you was just going for the all natural beard.
No, I'm not Rick Ross in this thing. It's just I'm not Duck Dynasty and no shit like that. It's just you ever had your barber take a vacation? Like, and you, it's weird at my barber shop. Like, I don't have a backup barber. I have him, and you do that. You get that weird look if you go in the shop and try to go somewhere else.
Well, you know, I mean, guys, that's how we are.
That's like, a loyalty a guy thing, like cheat a on, motherfucker, ain't it?
A guy would cheat on his wife before he cheated on
my barber. Oh, hell yeah. Because I don't want that talk. Because the second you walk in that barber shop again, you're going to get that. Well, when James was gone, this motherfucker was in his chair.
Pretty much.
I don't.
But then what about if James cuts your hair? If the other barber cuts your hair better than James?
See, that's the thing. I don't want to look at him. And
you can't do it.
I can't do it.
Now, you don't want to establish eye contact.
I don't
want to.
Like, I have been in that. This is when I was about, I don't know, senior in high school. When I did do something like that, I was like, fuck it. I just need my hair cut. Those next couple of times at the barbershop was awkward.
Did you ever try and cut your own hair?
Hell no. Well, once.
Okay.
And I was going to say stop lying. Once everybody tried, I can't get the mirror shit right. I can't, like, I can get all of this up front. In the back, it just looked like a train wreck. Whatever the fucking black mullet is, that I had that.
Man, I had one time I tried to give myself a process, a do curl. Myself. Now, my boy instructed me on how to do it.
Wait, you talking about the Duke? You trying to look like my man from fucking... You trying to look like goddamn Clifton Powell.
You don't know about that.
That's what Jokers was wearing the collars up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
Man, so my boy told me, you just take this, put Vaseline around the edges, put this shit in your hair, and when it get hot, wash it out. So I didn't know how hot. Man, my head started boiling. I washed it out, man. I had permed the whole back side of my head going up straight.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing touched the top.
Oh, come on, man. Yeah, come on. That's first day stuff, guy. That's first day stuff. Like, one of the things I did when I cut, see, I just thought when you just grab the clippers, you just trace. I thought it was just tracing and then taking it and going straight across. No, it is not like that. Apparently, I didn't know shit about guards. And apparently, like, when you don't use one, all that shit coming off.
Oh, yeah.
So I went in there with the scruffy boy fro. I had this. I left. This shit was all patchy. It was bad news. It was bad news, dog. And then what's even worse, you gotta go on the street. That 24-hour block before somebody else can fix it.
Yeah,
that's fucked up because all your boys gonna clown you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All your boys gonna clown you.
And then you gotta walk in the
you have to walk in the shop. And then I gotta look at James like, hey, well, this happened when you was gone, guy. And then you just pray to God he can fix it.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is. So that's why I just say let's go all natural.
Right.
He'll be back Saturday. I'd be number 2-3 in a chair, whatever. Because
ladies don't go through that, man.
Ladies will cheat on you in a heartbeat when it comes down to your barbers. That's just what it is.
A lot of times they try and do their own hair.
But
eyelashes.
But shit, anything.
They try and get creative.
They had years of fucking practice. They didn't try this shit on.
But they should have it right by now.
You would think. You would think it's always look in they.
Let me tell you, bitches, stop trying to put your own eyelashes on. Let the Korean people do it. They got weave glue all on the eyelid. They start sweating. The black shit be dripping down the front of their face.
Oh shit!
Looking you like got, Marcel Marceau.
I see. That's what I'm talking about, man. When it comes down to stuff like that, it's just when I say they have practice, it's like at least 3 qualified beauticians on every block. Like you, you in Jersey. I don't know how it is. I can tell you in the D right now. You could throw a rock and hit somebody who could do some hair, or at least get you by for whatever time it takes you to get to the hairdresser, or what have you.
Right.
Is Jersey the same thing? It's going to be about Jersey.
I mean, that's how it is in the hood.
Okay.
The hood is the hood.
All right.
The hood is the hood. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Where you at? Okay. You same go. Rules apply.
Same
rules apply. All right. That's what's up, man. One more time, man. Guys, you can go check my people out.
Yo, we down here at the Comedy Zone, man. Come holler at us.
August 20th.
My main man, Naeem Lynn. That's my partner in crime. Y'all seen him on the Kevin Hart tour.
Yeah.
Y'all seen him in the movies.
Me personally, I jumped in around Master Debaters.
Right.
When it was on Fuel.
Oh, yeah.
That was all right. That was my shit.
Well, he's going to tell y'all all about that, man.
Yeah.
He about to jump in here, man.
Yeah, go jump in here, man. How you doing, man?
What up, bro?
Matt, for starters, I want to say thanks for showing up, Naeem. I understand you had a rough one on the way to the D. You the first person had trouble coming here, not leaving.
Nah, that's not true.
What?
A lot of motherfuckers want to get out of here, so.
I get that, man.
Anybody get in here, this shit like prison.
Well, alright, more or less, 60-40, maybe one of those white-collar prisons. We all know each other, though. We don't have numbers yet.
Yeah, nah, this is one of my favorite cities, for sure.
Oh, for sure. And that's why, like, I don't technically prepare when it comes down to interviews and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I pretty much follow your social media. You know, you get the bio sheet, you get all the other stuff. And that's what I want to hit you. Detroit's one of your favorite cities, and you start naming some stuff. So you from here. You know some stuff.
Nah, this is one of my homes. A lot of my family lived here. Some of them have moved back to Alabama.
Mm-hmm. What part, man? Shit, I got family now.
What part of what?
Alabama. I got family in the South, too. Huh?
Dothan. My family's from Dothan.
Not Alabama. Too far. I'm Montgomery. So shit.
I don't know how far.
I saw your eyes.
I don't know how far it is from each other because I don't ever go down there.
Yeah, I saw the geometry go to your head like probably.
That's but geography,
whatever. you ever tried to say some shit on the slide hoping nobody in the room caught you?
Yeah, I caught you.
Hey, I'm a journalist. The bullshit. But anyway, go ahead. Detroit.
Nah, this is a good town for comedy. I want to do my special here. I may not be able to do my first one, but definitely like my second, for sure.
Okay, that's what's up, man. Like I said, I follow you on Twitter, I follow you on Facebook and everything else. I'm a fanboy. Mm-hmm. And I saw something. You may want to put this in the microwave. I got you something. If you from D, you know about that. I'll let you open that in front. We bring gifts, man. go tell people what it is.
Little corned beef from Lou.
That's what's up, man. I had a little time. I was like, you know what? I've been following on Twitter. I've been following.
Why you ain't say this shit before I order food?
Huh?
Why didn't you tell me that before I ordered
food? They didn't
food?
Tell me nothing. All they said, you saw them. They was like, okay, you journalist guy, get the hell out. I didn't get a chance. I said, what's up to you when you walk through this door, let you prepare, and then that was pretty much it.
A lot of people would tell me that this is the best spot. I've never been here. I've been to another spot that was good as hell.
What's up?
So, let me check it out. First of all, I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man. And the bag, we come bearing gifts, T-shirts, stickers, or what have you. Dog, we totally appreciate. That's yours, a little, the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we totally appreciate it. Look at him. Tastes like home. Tastes like I said, it need to be in the microwave a little bit, but you still good.
You motherfucker got mayonnaise on it?
Yeah, they had the mayonnaise and the little mustard topping. Yeah, you ain't been.
The other spot I had was better. Definitely better. The other spot was definitely better.
Yeah. What spot are you talking about? Oh, Fofo's? See, I'm a I'm a Fofo's breadbasket guy. I'm just throwing out names. Only problem with Fofo's is they don't know when they want to be open. That's just how they roll. Yeah, everyone pause. People who listening, sorry, you don't exactly see what we see, which is awesome. And I'll leave it at that.
How you doing?
No,
I ordered already. Okay. And sliders, marshmallow stick. You want the other half? Corned beef. Yeah.
Everybody did the same thing. Yeah, mayonnaise on.
You put mayonnaise on corned beef. Corned beef supposed to have
mustard.
I mean, you do a Reuben, it's supposed to have the what's the shit? The slaw.
No, sauerkraut. Sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Yeah, sauerkraut, right?
And Russian.
Yeah. Okay. And you know, one of the things I like asking anyone who sit across from me, regardless of fame or regardless of what have you, I know you probably got your plate full. You done Lord knows how many interviews. And I try to make it the most laid back. All right, first of all, anybody gave you a corned beef sandwich in the middle of an interview?
First time.
All right, points on the board right there. That's us. That's points on the board. Second thing, one thing I like asking, I don't know if you've been asked this question, but what question are you just tired of answering? I mean, I'm a... Like, when I say I'm a fanboy, I sit down, I watch on TV, and I try to be different from everyone else. And sometimes, a lot of interviews ask the same fucking questions. It just...
The question I'm tired of hearing is, so, how'd you get into comedy? What made you want to be a comedian? When did you know you were funny?
Really? You have knocked down the last three of my questions. No, I'm bullshit.
I believe it.
No, but anybody with... I don't know, Google can figure that one out. I mean, you said it a few times when you was at Temple. You got the book. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me if I'm lying. Call me on my bullshit right now.
No, that's not true.
Anybody, you was in Temple. You was studying. You was about to become a physical therapist. And then you caught the bug. You went to a talent show. And then the people from Temple pretty much loved you. And then from there, you were like, oh, shit, I could do this all the time. Am I wrong?
I mean, there's about 7 years in between me starting and going full time. Actually, 8 years.
If I have one question, I got to say, as a comedy nerd myself, what the fuck is up with Temple?
Temple. What do you mean?
Temple. So many people come out of Temple in fame or famous or maybe in some.
About four people.
You have Cosby.
Didn't graduate.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. The whole thing with Temple, you can't graduate and you'll become famous, that motherfucker. You had Cosby.
Bob Saget.
You had Paul F. Tompkins.
Who?
Paul F. Tompkins.
Comedian
out of L.A. He does the Paul F. Tompkins. Suit wearing motherfucker. Either way.
What does he do?
Huh? He's a comedian.
I never heard of
him. All right, well. Let's go through the Temple list. You got Tim and Eric. The little motherfuckers from Adult Swim, Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job. A lot of improv cats. I'm naming improv guys now.
John A.
Music. Jill Scott. Jill Scott went to Temple?
I don't think so.
I put money on it. Jill Scott went to Temple.
I never heard that.
Jill Scott went to Temple. Motherfucker Hall & Oates went to Temple. I don't know what the fuck it is with Temple. You just can't graduate and you become a starter. You become a superstar. I don't know what it is.
Who else?
It's Temple and what's that other college out of New York? Emerson.
Who went there?
Your Jen Kirkman, your Bill Burr. Correct me if I'm wrong, internet. I know they can hear me. Louis C.K. It's just something about those two schools. If you go and not graduate, you just blow up. So,
allegedly.
Allegedly. So, yeah, that's yours too. It's a t-shirt from the show, man. All
right, thanks.
But yeah, I appreciate pretty much everything you're doing. I'd be remiss if I didn't name the, Plastic Cup Boys tour that's coming. Well,
we've been here already. We're here in
March. Yeah, y'all here in March. I didn't get a chance to talk with you then, but, you know, last time you was here, y'all got some dates coming up. Please feel free.
Plastic Cup Boys just picked back up. We did New Orleans, Dallas, Houston, Baltimore. End of this month, we got Silver Spring, Maryland, and we got Charlotte. Then in October, we're supposed to be doing L.A. and Las Vegas.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, Plastic Cup Boys show is dope, man.
I have never been to a Plastic Cup Boys show in person. I've always seen it on TV or the little bits that's on YouTube or something like that. Mm. And when I missed the last one, I felt pretty bad because I just couldn't make it.
Show was great.
Shit, I know. Because here's what I got when I went on the block. Hey, dog, you know that show you didn't go to? That shit was bomb. It just, my friends pretty much clowned me because I'm usually the guy who's on this stuff before them. And then the one time I miss it, they just let me know.
Right.
I think you took a picture with my girl, Brandy, if I'm not mistaken. I think y'all had like the little meet and greet, if I'm not. Shit. Probably. I don't know.
Who the fuck is Brandy?
Yo, once again, one of my friends. You know what? That's kind of like the common thing with me and this show. It's just, you either know who the fuck I am or who the fuck is us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what it is. So, there you go.
How long you been doing this?
3 years, guy. This all started off just being in the den and just talking shit. A lot of times we just, that's just what this show is. We just get a chance to talk shit and we just, 3 years ago, we had the genius to press a record button. We put it on iTunes.
Who is we? You keep saying we.
We, my partners. I'm leading the show, my boy BK, Big Main, my girlfriend, now wife, Tasha was EP. She was the one who had the notion just to push the record button.
Right.
We put on iTunes and YouTube 3 years ago. Then all of a sudden we got a following. People like being a fly on the wall. People like hearing stuff. And then all of a sudden it's just a runaway train. We get a chance to meet people like yourself. We get a chance to don't knock that social media guy.
I mean, I know. I got my Instagram. I got my Twitter, I got my Facebook. I'm very interactive on all of them.
Yeah. Oh shit, I didn't even ask you. Please tell your your
my feeds. Twitter is Naeem the Star, NaeemTheStar. Instagram is Naeem Lynn, NaeemLynn. And then my Facebook fan page is just facebook.com/ Naeem Got Jokes.
Okay. I'll make sure I put all of this stuff on our Facebook and, the tickets and all the other good stuff when I post this later on tonight. Mm-hmm. Social media is a beast, man.
Yeah.
It just, you ever had that thing when you look at your Twitter and you just kind of like, and you just say the littlest thing and it's just like a bunch of shit ton of retweets, shit ton of comments or something like that and you were just bullshitting.
Right.
And you just, yeah. Yeah, I'm new to that.
I mean, it happens. Instagram is like taking the place of Twitter.
Yeah, really, because people like seeing pictures or whatever.
And sometimes people just post a picture of them saying something, and it's better than Twitter because you can actually see everybody's comments below it. So,
yeah, man, yeah.
Twitter's falling off.
Okay. We talked a little bit earlier with your boy about being on the East Coast and. Lately, you've been on the West Coast, man. What's the difference, man? How do you feel about East Coast comedy versus West Coast comedy? Because pretty much any comedian who sits in front of me have an opinion about that, and it usually is different.
Well, first of all, people from New York, comedians that perform in New York, they think that New York is the mecca of comedy, just like the hip-hop shit.
Mm-hmm. And shit, basketball. Yeah, they talk that shit about basketball.
Look, man, you see, out of New York, it's probably about two relevant rappers. I mean, one of them is the biggest one,
Jay-Z.
And then after that, it's like nobody's really fucking relevant.
Yeah.
And it's the same shit in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about it. I'm from Jersey, but I grew up on the Philadelphia, New Jersey, and New York comedy scene. Mm-hmm. And 80% of the black comedians in New York do local jokes, meaning they do material that only New Yorkers can relate to.
Okay.
They go out of town, they have a hard time. So, as far as them being the best, absolutely not.
Okay.
Not in my opinion. And West Coast comedy is cool because it's, I mean, like New York comedy, you got people from all over.
Mm-hmm.
Can the West Coast comedians go to New York and do well? maybe not. Some of them can, but some of them may not be able to. Just
if
like
this
some
is too, much, too loud for you, you can turn it down too. I said if it's too loud for you in your ear, you
no,
turn
I'm good.
It. Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
And just like some of the New York comics can't come to LA and do well. It's the same shit.
But in that same, I mean, in that same aspect, do they do the same local jokes that only Los Angeles people can relate to, or?
No, not really.
Oh, okay, all right.
New York is the only place that I've been to that like they really, really go in on local shit and West Indian jokes and all that type of stuff. Yeah, that's fine, sweetie. Thank you.
So. Meanwhile, L.A. is just pretty much kind of like a...
It's a melting pot.
Yeah, okay, okay.
You got comedians from all over, but in L.A., you can't really make money off comedy.
Because there's so many, or...
No, because they don't pay.
Oh, it's right
oh,
here.
Oh, there you
go. I got to pay for my shit? Oh, yeah, this is bullshit. A lot of comedians got to pay for their food. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna ask my manager what's going on. I don't really know.
Do they normally do that?
Oh, let me.
I don't know. I normally don't have it.
So I just pick stuff.
So, yeah. All right. It's interesting you say that because a lot of the New York guys who have showed up in front of me kind of said the opposite. Where it was like, and maybe some truth to what you're saying or what you just said. Like, because New York feels as though they can go anywhere and do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But. They have a hard time in L.A. because L.A., they and I'm quoting, they say it's a little bit more laid back. It's a little bit more not that New York spirit, that hustle bustle. I've actually seen, you know, what they talk about. Where
they said they don't do well in L.A.?
Exactly.
As far as, like, crowd reaction?
Right, because theirs is a little bit more aggressive, like, as
no.
far as the...
That's not
please.
That.
Okay.
That's not the reason they're not doing well, because they... don't talk about shit that everybody can relate to.
Mm, okay, okay.
That's the reason.
But I'm kidding.
He has a lot of energy. He has an aggressive style. What do you do when you go to L.A.? Kill.
Okay, okay. Now, how does that translate to somewhere like in Detroit or Chicago in the Midwest? St. Louis.
This is the best place for comedy. The Midwest, Detroit, Cleveland, these are great cities for comedy because... y'all got a lot of issues.
Yeah, you can just jump in anytime.
When you're in a, I don't want to make Detroit sound like a third world country or nothing, but when you're in a poverty stricken area and people are having issues with whatever, it's always going to be good for comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they need laughs.
Oh, I mean, that's a good take on it. You know what?
It's the truth.
Yeah.
When I feel like this. I mean, one of the reasons why. A lot of New York comedians, especially the urban New York comedians, talk so much about that is because New York, in the comedy world, is mainstream and you got urban. It was a point in time where a lot of black comedians or urban comedians couldn't hit stages, and they still can't hit stages in a lot of these mainstream rooms.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I've heard that.
So
I've heard that a shit ton.
So what happens
especially
is,
in Chicago. Chicago is... thoroughly segregated.
So what happens is they had to resort to building stages and comedy rooms at other places in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn, Manhattan, the Bronx, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. Brooklyn has a heavy West Indian population.
Okay.
So what happens is if they start a comedy room at a Jamaican establishment or where there's a lot of West Indian people,
got it.
They tailor the jokes to that. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of comedians, because they never had to leave New York City,
they didn't have shit else to talk about.
They don't have anything else to talk about.
And y'all can put y'all name on it if y'all want, but me personally, this is me, this is my opinion, agree with me if you want. That's kind of lazy, man.
Well, I mean...
to some degree, but if you just keep doing the same things over...
Not the same thing, but what happens is it's like if you never travel the world, you don't get to see anything different. You understand what I'm saying? In New York, a lot of comedians never left. Because New York, you could make money.
And they still, man. They still jokes. They still from each other. Everybody do the same fucking jokes.
Hmm. So, you guys ever had anything like that? Or any personal experience with somebody ripping off your material?
Fuck yeah.
all the time.
Care to share?
Anybody. I mean, comedians, it's not only in New York, everywhere, anywhere.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, now sometimes what happens is, you know, we're all doing material, minds think alike, but some guys will go word for word.
Mm. Some people write jokes, and some people write jokes down.
Okay, in the world of thinking alike or linear thinking or... how many fucking jokes you can make out of something where someone sounds alike? Now, I want to hear both points. When someone sounds alike, how do y'all squash that? Like, hey, man, you got a joke that kind of sounds like mine. Do y'all kind of hash it out like that?
Yeah, somebody approaching.
Okay.
Sometimes you address it. Sometimes you just ignore it and just throw the joke away.
Okay. So if someone, all right, and the others, if they verbatim, word for word, took your, I got to ask personally, are y'all more confrontational or do you just kind of like, fuck it?
See, what happens is, I guess, I don't know, now what you think?
Sometimes you don't have to.
When you're a younger comedian, younger in the game, you're more or less looking for the quick, jokey jokes. But as you mature and you start building your material, you tell your materials about your life. You know what I mean? And a lot of times, you're the only person that can kind of tell that story.
I got it.
You know what I mean? So it becomes a little more challenging to stick. You know what I mean? Like, I can't tell Sam's story.
Got it.
You know what I mean? I maybe try to, but that's still your unique story.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Versus you saying, you ever see a motherfucker do this, or you ever see somebody do that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And you might come up with this clever shit, and then he can go say it and be just as funny with that same joke.
Makes sense. Makes sense. So it's just based on personal experience or, do you guys, after being hit with something like that, do y'all kind of like go with personal experience just to be on the safe side because no one can tell y'all story except y'all?
Yes.
So, okay. That makes sense. Because if no one can tell y'all story except y'all, I mean, it's kind of like written right there that no one can steal y'all shit.
I mean... Similar things happen to people. That's why I get up and tell jokes and people laugh because they can relate.
Okay.
So that means they've been through something similar.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens.
Like at the start of this podcast, for the, few people who don't know who you are, we had a little clip of your comedy from the Comedy Central spot, the Comedy Half Hour, about you going to Africa. Mm-hmm. I want to use that because that fits right. I didn't plan on talking about this, but this fits right into what we're talking about. You went to Africa,
right?
You only have that experience. So somebody else, if someone else tried to take it immediately, I know they took that from Naeem.
Well, Jamie Foxx went to Africa. Richard Pryor went to Africa. Mm-hmm. They talked about their experiences.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not the only one, but my experience is personal to me.
Got it.
So. Everybody can get on stage and talk about fucking, but you have to make it personal to you.
Makes sense. And like how you mentioned, like some of the greats, like we all do this because we have our little fanboy errors. Like you guys, I got much respect for stand-ups because you guys get on stage and y'all just tell your stories. Me personally, I do mine from behind a mic, radio, what have you. But we're all fanboys at heart.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever got a chance to sit down and talk with some of your heroes? You know, some people say you're not supposed to meet your heroes. I call bullshit on that. Meet these motherfuckers. But how do you feel?
Well, I've met Eddie Murphy before. I didn't want to have a conversation with him, really.
Okay.
When you talk about heroes, if somebody's your hero, it's a good chance that they're a million other people's hero, too.
Right.
And a million other people want to sit down and have that conversation with them.
Okay.
Some people that already have. I don't want to be the one to bug them and ask them questions and all. That's what books are for.
I read a book
about Eddie Murphy. I read a book about Richard Pryor.
Maybe I should rephrase that. Some people straight up don't even want to meet them. When I say you're not supposed to meet your heroes, some people straight up do not want to be around them because whatever magic or whatever lure that they gave them in their journey, that like when you meet them, they become a dude. They become just a guy.
What happens often is you have this vision of someone in your head and then you meet them and it's tainted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when I was in college, I'm a big basketball fan. I liked Eddie Jones, and he went to my school.
Oh, that's what's up, man.
Eddie was in the gym working out one time, and he pissed me the fuck off.
Seriously?
He tried to tell us, it was me and another dude playing, he tried to tell us that we need to move and shit. I'm like, motherfucker, you don't even go to school here no more. I pay tuition here now. And I never looked at him the same again after.
Okay. And, I mean, and I think that's a very dangerous thing to do, because when you meet those guys, like, I love meeting folks. That's why I'm sitting in front of you right now. Mm-hmm. I love meeting folks, and I can hold on to whatever image I have, but, like, if you a dick, you a dick. I mean, this is your personality. Like, I'll throw his name out there. I'll put my name on it. Like, for the most part, I'm cool. I met Brian McKnight. Mm-hmm. First of all, Brian McKnight helped me get so much pussy, so much undeserved pussy, in just in my lifetime. So, just like you, when you came here, I just said, what's up, man? Try to stay out of his way. I understand with it. But he kind of, he gave you that vibe, that, the best word I could use is that stank, that, you know what I mean, that air about him. And I just like, all right, let it go, because it's going
to have bad days, man.
And that's why I said let it go.
People have bad days. I've had a bad day.
Yeah.
You can't. It's unfair to judge a celebrity on how they are to you, because they could be the nicest person in the world normally. Mm-hmm. They just have a bad day. They don't feel like being bothered. They don't feel like doing interviews.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And that's kind of why I had that vibe, like, let it go. But mm-hmm. I know, by no fault of my own and his, I got to carry that with me, because that's the last real image I have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we understand the same point. Like, that's why I try, even doing interviews. Like, you're a guy I like. I'm a fanboy. I'll be the first to say it, but I have to envision you doing something like ridiculously human.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't just sit down and be like, hey, remember when you did that thing? That's awesome. Like, where I've just lost for words. So I have to,
let me tell you something about that.
Uh-huh.
When you remind somebody about their jokes, or if it's an actor and you quote one of their lines,
mm-hmm.
if it's a singer, you're like, oh, this song right here is my shit,
mm-hmm.
you make them uncomfortable.
Are you uncomfortable right now?
No, you haven't quoted anything that I said.
Okay, I'm going to fold this up. No, bullshit.
Make them uncomfortable.
Okay.
I've been on both sides of that.
I ain't never thought about it like that.
Mm-hmm. Because what are they supposed to say? Hey, man.
At the best.
I love. Remember in Boomerang when you said, this is my Mac Daddy vibe? I'm
yeah,
giving you.
Yeah.
Then what's his response to that?
Thanks.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
All right. You ever had that? Because I can sit down, I can knock down some shit from Master Debaters. I can knock down some shit from Comedy Central, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever just been doing your thing and then somebody passed you, hey, remember that joke you said?
It's weird. It's uncomfortable. Now, if you ask where did this joke come from or something like that, then that's nothing. I don't have a problem talking about that.
Oh, okay.
But when people come up to you like, man, I love this joke, whatever. I seen... you know, Kev had the all right. And,
yeah.
You gonna learn today.
Yeah, little catchphrases, but that's cool.
You want that, but it's uncomfortable when somebody runs up to you and is like, all right. It's not funny to you.
Yeah, because it's a gift and a curse at the same time, because how many fucking times throughout the day are you gonna hear, All right. Come out of a different voice.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Oh, that has to be a curse. I think he had something on the Chappelle Show. He said that was a gift and a curse because mm-hmm. can you not call me a bitch in front of my kids? So, I guess this is kind of like one of those things. You don't necessarily have a catchphrase that, you know what I mean? Something along that level that went viral.
Mm-mm.
Do you plan on it, or is it just kind of like this is like happens, a cautionary man. Tale?
It just happens. You never know when you're going to be known for something. It just happens.
That's interesting, man. Another thing, when, like, how do you adjust to it? I mean, I think, and tell me I'm full of shit if I'm wrong. I believe you in that weird sweet spot where you can get on stage, you could tear it up, have people chanting for you, but still go outside this door and become a civilian, sort of.
I can.
I believe. Tell me I'm full of shit if I am.
Nobody knows me. That's, I don't get bothered at all.
That's what I'm saying. You kind of in that sweet spot where if you on stage, you cool, you do what you're supposed to do, you crush, you kill, say thank you, you put on your gear, change your shoes or whatever the hell you got to do in your green room, hit the street, and you just...
It's over.
It's over. Now, do you kind of have that feeling where you want to change that, or do you just kind of want to hang at that level for a while? Because
fame is a gift and a curse, and you want it when you want it. You want it when it's a bunch of fine ass women. You want it when you're in a club and you walk in and the DJ say, "Oh shit, Naeem Lynn in the building."
Okay.
You don't want it when you're on a flight next to a motherfucker that want to talk to you the whole trip because they know who you are.
Have you had that?
No, because they don't know me.
Okay.
I'm just saying. You know, you love it, and then you hate it sometimes. And this is me from observing, like, being around Kevin.
Okay.
He's a good celebrity, though.
From what I hear, I mean, I heard he's pretty nice. I just heard
he's real nice. He's really good at being a celebrity.
Because you don't see him on the face of TMZ or your fucking Inquirers or something. I think he also kind of found that balance of having a personal life as well. Maybe not as much as yourself because of shit. You know, because of, well, you've seen it, you know. But I think he's well adjusted. That's a good word I'm looking for. He's well adjusted to the point where he can maneuver. And
he's not humble.
Yeah.
I mean, he has this shit with the security. If somebody's calling his name, they know that if he looks up, that means he wants to talk to the people. If he doesn't look up, and he act like he don't hear him, then the security don't let nobody get close to him.
You're not giving out any secrets or any shit.
People should know this. That way they know if they scream his name, and he not responding, he's not in a good mood, he doesn't feel like being bothered. Leave him alone.
Makes sense. Like, one of the things I try not to do, because, you know, we have celebrities roll through the D, do what you're doing, just like yourself. I kind of have a cold, being a little fanboy myself, but I try never to bother nobody when they with their kids, or bother nobody when they eating. I, like, anything else, or in the bathroom, those three, anything else, I kind of gauge by the moment. You know what I mean?
Right. But I'm not approachable.
Really? I mean, you say it so nonchalantly, but...
I don't have an approachable face. So, a lot of times people may recognize me, but just don't say anything.
Is that done by design?
It's just me. I'm nice as hell. It's just
yeah. Like, you didn't yell at the waitress. You didn't, like, you know... You're not a diva from the, you know, however long I've been in here. You're not throwing, you know, liquor bottles at them. Get that bitch. You're not doing none of that. You're just kind of like, whatever.
Even if I wanted to be like that, I couldn't now. I'm still coming up. I would never be that way, but people that are like that, they weren't like that when they were in my position, or else they would never made it to that next level.
So, it's like the golden handcuffs to some degree where... You want to move up in the game, so you have to be nice. And
I'm nice anyway.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to trick you into saying nothing. I'm just saying you just
sometimes you got to smile when somebody's pissing you off. You know,
like moments like now. I'm fucking with you, man.
When somebody's like, I'm a righteous person, and if shit ain't right, I get attitude real fast.
No shit. Okay, because I have to ask this. This is my own thing. If you don't want to get into it, like on, fuck it. I'm finna break everything I just said to you. On Master Debaters, how much of that shit was real? Because there were some times where you would say something or Jay Moore or whoever the guest is, you'll say something, but you get that look. I've been black for a while. I know that fucking look.
What, like I was pissed at Jay Moore? Yeah,
not necessarily him, but like at a bullshit answer. Where you just like, I never in my life deal with that shit. Like, I
don't know. It's hard for me to fake laugh. So,
like, I'm not saying you're pissed at him or anything or mad at him, but I'm saying you give that, like, nigga, please, look. You get that look like, motherfucker. Yeah, okay, you nodded, yeah.
If I give it, it's real.
That's what I'm saying. That's like, I know that look. Because I've seen it. Well, shit, I've done it.
Right.
I've done it a couple times a day. Well, you bullshitting. I'm sure, you know, you've done it a couple times a day. Like, motherfucker, for real? The waitress, she caught one of those.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, man. I can't say thanks enough for just sitting down. Anything you want to leave us with, any words of wisdom, we just chopping it up.
Man, anybody in the area, please come out and see me this weekend. August, we got great shows.
August 23rd and 24th, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Tell me I'm...
8 and 10:15.
Oh, 8 and 10:15. Mm-hmm. Here at the Comedy Zone. Man, I appreciate it. Just anything goes. You want to leave the social media? I'll hit him with that. I know.
Yeah. I'm good, man.
Matt, once again, I want to thank you for just coming on the show, just kicking it with me. I say this, I'm not trying to be that guy, but anytime you in a D, holler at me. You could grab a mic
Just
talk shit. I mean, because a little bit you gave us, just teaching us about comedy, a lot of people won't do that. A lot of people just say, oh, man, it's fluffy and happy and rainbows and lollipops.
Most comedians aren't happy. That's why we do this.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, my God, when you go into L.A., they give you a pot of gold and they name a street after you.
Yeah.
Is there a Naeem Street just out here?
I've seen a few Lynn Streets.
You know, Naeem Lynn Street.
Not yet.
Apparently, I mean, just how sometimes it's painted. Like, well, when you go to Hollywood, you do a show because they ask you, I'm going to be doing this commercial. I'm going to do that. I just walked in there and they just gave it to me. So, I mean, thank you for just putting it on Front Street. That shit kind of don't happen. I mean, not to say it don't happen without work.
Right.
If you ain't willing to put in the work, if you ain't willing.
It's not just about work. It's strategy, man.
People really?
Don't understand that in any form of entertainment, strategy is neck and neck with the talent.
Please elaborate. You can't just leave us with no zen thing like that. Just give us a.
Well, there are a lot of comedians out here that are hilarious that will never make it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just waiting for someone to come in and discover them, and it don't work like that. This is the strategy that I'm doing right now. This is my strategy for this fall of 2013. I had a chance to do Comic View. They're doing a new season of Comic
View. Yeah.
I turned it down. They have the next Shaq All-Star show being hosted by Mike Epps.
Mm-hmm.
They offered it to me. I turned it down because... At this point in my career, there's only two tapings I would do. I do a Plastic Cup Boys special because I'll be highlighted on it, and Kevin is going to host it, so therefore a lot of people will see it. And then that will set me up to do my hour special. I'm not doing any other collaborative shows that don't highlight me. Just burning material just to do it.
Yeah, because once you say anything and it's on TV, you can never do that joke again.
You can. People do it.
Okay, what about you personally?
Once I tape something?
Yeah, if you tape something.
I'll never do it again being filmed. I might do a couple jokes on stage, like tonight.
Okay.
But if I was filming something, no. Mm-mm.
Okay. I mean, that's a hell of an insight.
I know people that do the same set on TV every single time.
But that's just not necessarily advancing yourself. That's just saying, if you get to the point where I can recite your jokes... I mean, just straight up recite the tags, the little stuff that you do, even the little hand motions or what have you. I think you need to stop doing that. I mean, that's just my humble opinion. Tell me if I'm wrong.
I agree. Problem is, some people don't have a hard time coming up with new material. Some people don't challenge themselves. It's not easy to come up with some new funny shit, man.
Okay. And quite honestly, as a guy who does this shit every week... It ain't. I have to think of something, and I just let it go. That's why it's freeform, and you go no limits. If something don't work, it don't work.
Right.
And keep it going. So, once again, I want to just finish this by saying thanks for coming on the podcast, man. We'll post it all. I understand you busy, and you about to get on the stage in quite some time. So,
yes, sir.
Thank you so much. And
my pleasure, man.
All right. Thanks, man. There you have it. Our guest, Mr. Naeem Lynn. You can hit him up on various social media. It's Facebook. It's, Facebook.com/Naeem Got Jokes. Or if you on the Twitter, you can hit him up at Naeem the Star. All of this information will be on our Facebook page at, Facebook.com/JustTalkingWithSam. You can see all the information you need for Naeem Lynn, our guest. But most importantly, what you can see him, you can see him live and in person, full in color. If you're in the Detroit metropolitan area, I strongly suggest you check this man out at the Comedy Zone in Southfield, Michigan. That information will also be on the Facebook page as well. Well, you could go to their website at thecomedyzonedetroit.com. Or, no, the. It's just comedyzonedetroit.com. You can see who's coming this week. You can see he's coming next. Well, I just told you who's coming this week. It's Naeem Lynn. You can see all their information. We will also put Naeem's showtimes on the Facebook page as well. And that Facebook page is Just Talking With Sam. Well, Facebook.com/JustTalkingWithSam. On, Facebook, obviously. You can hit me up, I'll tell you myself, at SamShow11 on the Twitter, or you could go to all things related to the podcast at SamShowNation.com. Well, that pretty much does it for the week. We had a lot of fun on this podcast. I want to thank my guest, Mr. Naeem Lynn, one more time. Please check him out at the Comedy Zone Detroit. And I guess that's it. I'll see you guys next week. Peace out, y'all.